Hi, everybody. Welcome back to That Eurovision Site. As you can see, we're doing more interviews in the lead up to so many countries selecting their Eurovision representatives. Today, we're traveling to Denmark, and I have Maria Liberg, hopefully I've pronounced that right,
That was
who,
perfect.
who is one of the competing artists at Denmark's Dansk Melody Grand Prix. How are you doing today, Maria?
I'm good. Hi. Sorry, I'm outside because I have twin boys who are 15 months old and they go bonkers if they see me with my phone. So I have to go outside.
You're that age, like, oh, you have something, so I want to take it off your hands.
And if you don't give it to me, I'm gonna go absolutely crazy and scream for hours. So yeah, I thought it'd just be easier if I went outside. So
Okay, so we'll make this very quick so you're not out there in the cold for too long. So
I'm Danish, I'm used to it. It's okay.
I'm from the UK, but apparently we're not used to it as much.
Well.
Okay, so we literally just met, so I wanted to start this off with an icebreaker. I just wanted to ask like one fact about yourself that not many people know about.
Oh, that's a good question. Not many people that watch the Eurovision know that my mom is a Jehovah's Witness and my dad is a Muslim. So that's a pretty crazy fact.
It's I mean we accept everyone, so it's like the fact that a lot of people bring a lot of culture in to the contest is
Exactly.
actually it's actually quite fascinating too. This is why we do these interviews, like to get to know you personally. So so for Eurovision fans, this will be the first time that they get to basically know you and your music, so I just wanted to take this opportunity to let you introduce yourself fully to the international viewers.
Okay, well, as you just said, my name is Maria Leberg, and I'm from Denmark. My dad's Lebanese. I live in the countryside with my twin boys and my boyfriend, and I have a horse, and I just kind of live the country life. And then I also do music. I've been touring large parts of Europe and Asia, and been all over the place, and played everything from punk rock to pop music to rap music to whatever. And then I just thought it would be so much fun to try for this Eurovision thing. Even though, if you asked me 10 years ago, I'd be like, me, Eurovision? No. But I thought, why not? I've always watched it and I always thought it was so amazing. Like, how can you not love something that celebrates music like that?
So you actually just led me off to my next question, actually. So
Oh.
is that the reason why you wanted to submit an entry for Dansk Melodi Grand Prix? Is it just like a hey, why not? Let's try this, or was there something another
Kind of.
reason?
It was kind of like a quirky idea I had because I released an EP in 2019, and I thought 2020 was going to be my year. And then, this small virus came along and stopped the whole world. And then I got very, very pregnant in 2021 with twins. And then in the late No, early summer of 22, I sat there with my two boys and I was like, I miss music so much. And then I thought, what better way to kickstart my career than try to join the DMGP? So I wrote to Chief One, who also made this song, because I've been knowing that guy for years and I know that he's participated so many times. So I just thought, you know how to do this. So how do we do it? Like, let's make a song, let's send it in, let's see what happens. And honestly, I did not, in my wildest imagination, think that we were gonna, be part of it. And now we're here and it's amazing. It's awesome. I can't wait.
So it's the fact that Dance Melody Grand Prix always strives to like have newcomers. So it's like the fact that it's for the last few years, everyone's like, no, like have this person in the competition. Nope, it's always new people for the past few years. So
Yeah.
once you're in the Eurovision bubble. So welcome to that as well.
Yay, thank you.
You're competing with the song Human.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, what was the inspiration behind the song? And obviously you talked a bit about the creative process behind it, so I wanted to just delve in a bit deeper, like how did it come about and what's the meaning of the song?
Well, actually, in the beginning, I thought I was going to participate with one of my own songs that I wrote all by myself. But then Chief One sent me this demo made by Nerman Hermbasic from Norway. And I heard it, and first I was like, wow, that's very different from anything I've ever done before. And then I thought, you know what, I actually like this song. And then I wrote the remaining verses, and I made a new theme for it. I kind of made it my own. And then it just kept growing on me. I read that some people think it's religious, and it's really not, especially coming from me, who I've had enough of religion, to be honest. So for me, the message behind the song is that we're all just, human. We strive for this perfect image. We look at all these perfect people on Instagram. We think we have to be like them, but honestly, like, we're all just plain imperfect people underneath all that. And that, to me, is what makes us all beautiful. And I thought that would be a very important thing also in this world, where especially the young people get really stressed out because they feel like they have to live up to something that's just, it's impossible. So yeah.
What would you when the obviously I know that a lot of people have listened to it, but like in your own words, what message did you want to send? Other than the, I know you said about that, we're only human, which basically the it was there anything else that you'd like to add to it, or it's just basically like, to basically live your own life the way you want it to be? Or
As
is that
long as
the
you're not hurting anyone else, like, just do whatever the hell you feel like. That's basically it, As long as you're happy, and don't try to be something that you're not.
Okay. Obviously, participating in Dansk Melody Grand Prix comes at a chance to potentially representing Denmark in
Yes.
Liverpool this year. What would it mean to you if you get given that opportunity this year?
Honestly, just the thought of it is like, just whoa, it would be crazy. It would be so amazing, like the greatest adventure of a lifetime, I think. Right now, I'm trying not to, get my hopes up or expectations up, because I feel like the more expectations you put on yourself, the more of a chance you have to get really disappointed. So right now, I actually feel like I've already won, because I'm going to be a part of it, and we're only eight people who got chosen, so that in itself is kind of crazy to me. So, but if I win, I don't know. We'll have to talk again. I don't know. That would be absolutely insane.
If you do get the ticket, I will be one of the first people to talk to you. I will try my best to do
Awesome.
that. Yeah,
For
so
sure, we have a deal.
okay, so obviously we're here because of Eurovision itself, and I know you've said that you watched it before, well, mainly all the time. Can I just ask, like, what's your earliest memory of the contest, and do you have a favorite at all? It doesn't have to be from Denmark, it can be from other countries as well.
My first memory, honestly, was the Olsen Brothers. Yeah, in 2000, when they both the Danish one and the international one, it was just amazing. And I bought their album. I was like 10 years old or something. I bought their album, and I like learned all the songs, and it was so huge. And I really don't recollect Eurovision before that. That was kind of like the first memory I have of it. And it was very, very just amazing. And I loved how those guys just stood up there with their guitars and just won over the whole world like that. And that song is still just really, really good. Yeah. So Olsen Brothers for sure.
Like whenever we hear it on a Eurovision night out, everyone just like goes into karaoke mode. Just like,
Right?
yeah, everyone just like sings along to it. Like, when you're like at a, like a football like game or something, and you have everyone does their chants. Like that's the equivalent of like whenever "Fly on the Wings of Love" pops on like a Eurovision event,
I
everyone
know,
starts
right? It's
singing along to it.
iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you've said, we are very close now. It's like I think like a couple of weeks now till the final. How are you feeling about that? Like the fact that we're getting close to us seeing the actual final product of on stage?
Well, I haven't had rehearsals yet, so I'm kind of like, how is this gonna work? I have rehearsals on Friday, and we have a lot of stuff planned for the stage, and I can't wait to try it all out and see how it works. And I'm excited, and I'm starting to get a little bit nervous too, I must admit. Yeah.
What sort of vibe are you gonna go for your performance? Is there anything you can? I know because you said you haven't done it, but like, what do you think the audience would expect when they watch it next month?
I don't know what they're gonna expect, but it's probably not gonna be what they expect. It's I can't reveal too much, but
Yeah.
like I just said about the whole thing of us trying to live up to something, some expectations that are really far out. I just with this performance, I hope to peel off some of all the layers. And that's all I'm gonna say.
And we cannot wait to see that. Looking more back
Me
to
neither.
the well, I looked at did some research obviously before this interview, and I've seen that you've also mentioned this yourself, that you've performed some stages around the world, also in Europe and Asia. Do you think that, performing in stages all over the world has helped you with your preparations, or do you think, wow, this is completely different to what I'm used to?
Kind of both, I think. Like, I think it's obviously a good thing that I'm used to performing on big stages, but this is going to be like nothing I've ever done before. Like, I don't know what to expect. For me, it's important just to have a good time and enjoy it while it lasts, you know, because this is going to be a crazy adventure. And I feel like I just jumped on the crazy train and now we're like, what? You know, full speed ahead. But I can't wait.
I think to be fair, they're like everyone's on like that mode at the because we're in that part of the year where everyone's selecting their entries, so we're
Yeah.
all very curious on how that how what we've been listening to is going to translate on the stage. So everyone has like thoughts and ideas in their head. I'm like, is it am I going to expect too hot, too much, or too little? And obviously, I know the artists like try to keep the surprise, which is a good thing because then at least don't spoil something like.
Oh, I know, right?
That
Yeah.
we're gonna see very shortly. But speaking about like performing, do you have like a favorite performance of like when you've like traveled? No, well, not favorite, let's say memorable, like the one that sticks to your head the most, probably.
I think I have two. The first one is with my old band Pachanka, which is like this world band. We play Balkan ska reggae. We call it Fiesta Punk. And we just go completely bonkers on stage. And we played in the Netherlands at Lowlands Festival. And we didn't think anyone was going to show up. And then when we go on stage, there's like 6, 7,000 people there going absolutely insane. Everyone was crowd surfing, everyone was going crazy. And at the end of the show, we all, like the whole band, jumped out and we crowd surfed. And then the presenter came in on stage and she's like, fuck it. And then she crowd surfed as well. And it was crazy. So that's the first one. And then in 2019, I was performing on my birthday in Hanoi in Vietnam. And then all of a sudden, like the crowd, I think there was always also like 6,000 people. They just started singing a birthday song for me, and it was so sweet. That was really awesome too.
The
Yeah.
fact that you're like you're far away and then there's like 6,000 random strangers saying happy birthday to you in harmonies, like what?
What? Exactly. That was awesome. Like, that was the best birthday ever.
Okay, so first of all, I was just say thank you so much for the time. I'm gonna leave you off with one question. Because obviously, since you're a newcomer to Dance Melody Grand Prix, I wanted to ask you right now, it's like what's the one thing that you've learned that you'll take with you going forward, regardless of whether or not you go to Liverpool or just ended up participating in Dance Melody Grand Prix?
I think how important it is to stay humble and keep your feet on the ground and not, you know, go flying on some cloud somewhere and be a jackass. You know, I've met so many people in my, you know how careers are, they're ups and downs all the time. And I've done the whole show so many times before. And it's just, you never know when you get knocked back down. So you don't want to, you know, mess with the people that you meet on your way up, because gonna meet them again on your way down, you know? So it's, for me, it's just stay humble and enjoy the ride while it lasts, you know?
Well, yeah, I think we could all use that because I know some people was like, Eurovision, oh, it's my way up. Not naming any names or anything, but some people can get in, it can get into their head very quickly. And the fact that I know some people who stayed grounded on after participating in the competition because of the fact that they know that it's stardom doesn't last forever. The spotlight doesn't last forever. And the fact that you're here and just you're grateful,
Enjoy
basically
the
great.
moment.
And grateful for the
Yeah.
every opportunity to stay grounded.
Exactly. Yeah,
And
yeah.
then,
What
okay,
comes
then.
up must come down, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But in any cases, we wish you the best of luck
Thank
on
you.
Dance Melody Grand Prix on the 11th of February. Have you got a last message to the international viewers who are watching us right now?
Just I hope you'll enjoy my performance and especially like the whole message of my song. I think it's so important. Just be true to yourself and always stay true to yourself. Like that's kind of why I'm doing this, because I think it's really important. There's so many people who just think they have to look like Kim Kardashian, and it's just it gets old, you know. We should all just be true to ourselves. Corny as it sounds, but it's true.
People say that, to be fair, I think of the like the glass, and then as you grow older, you just think, you know what, maybe they were right.
Yeah, exactly.
I was fine the way I was, but yeah, it's like you it comes with age, and hopefully people realize that early on. It's like, less drama.
Yeah,
And
because it ruins a lot of people, especially young people. They feel like they have to be in a certain way to fit in this world. And honestly, we have no clue what we're doing. And that's okay, you know?
Yeah, it's part of the adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anywho, Maria, thank you very much for your time. Maria will be participating with the song Human in Dance Melody Grand Prix on the 11th of February. So wish you the best of luck
Thank
and good
you.
luck, Tusen tak. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh,
Thank
nice.
you.